Good morning, Om Shanti. So today's topic is five dharana practices of Brahma Bhava, and we have Brother Arjun with us, and he has been in Gyan since childhood, and he has been dedicated his services to Madhuban since 30 years. He's doing his services, giving his services, or dedicated to his services in the Sevadhari's office and the utensil department. And you know, every day that Murli finishes, he writes the Murli on board outside the kitchen. You are seeing it's his handwriting that he does that every single day religiously for such a long period of time. And he does bhatti. He conducts bhatti at a national level. He keeps traveling and inspiring souls. And locally also in Mount Abu, he's been doing the program called Touch the Light. He goes to schools in the local, and he also does a lot of jail services as well, where people are prisoners. He goes, does services for them as well. And his whole family is in knowledge. His two brothers, his brother and his sister are surrendered in Shantivan as well. So he has many specialities, and one of the major specialities that touched me as he was sharing is that he has never ever missed his Amrit Vela, and that we should take a lot of inspiration from. At least I personally do. So without taking so much of your time, Brother Arjun Bhai, and the topic is five dharana practices of Brahma Bhava, he will inspire us. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. संगम युग पर हम सभी
इन कॉन्फ्लुएंस एज वी ऑल ब्राह्मिन चिल्ड्रन हैव एम टू बिकम लाइक फादर ब्रह्मा वी वांट टू बिकम लाइक फादर ब्रह्मा कंप्लीट वेरी कम
ओके तो ब्रह्मा बाप समान संपन्न संपूर्ण कैसे बने
सो हाउ डू वी बिकम कंप्लीट लाइक फादर ब्रह्मा सो टुडे आई विल शो यू फाइव थिंग्स
और वो पांच बातें
एंड दोज फाइव थिंग्स आर सच दैट आर बेसिस फाउंडेशन ऑफ ब्राह्मिन लाइफ By which Brahma Baba became complete. And those five things are the signs of a true Brahmin soul. If there is one thing lacking out of those five things, then we are Brahmin, but we are half caste Brahmin. We are not true Brahmin if there is just one thing out of those five things are missing. So first thing, so because you don't forget, we will talk about all those five things by the name of Brahma, and the first is Brahma Murat, which is a Hindi word. In English it is called early morning hours, Amrit Vela. So never miss Amrit Vela. If we miss Amrit Vela, if we disobey Father's first Srimad, what else, which other effort would we make? When we say we want to make chart of 8 hours, we want to become an angel, we are yogyukt for the whole day. But if we don't do Amrit Vela, if we are disobeying Father's very first Srimad of waking up at Amrit Vela and do meditation, then there is no point. So I will show you the importance of it that Baba has shown us time to time. We want to wake up at Amrit Vela, and we want to be we want to experience that super sensuous joy. We want to talk to Baba with all the relationships, but in the morning something happens and we can't wake up in the morning because we couldn't sleep well at night, or we slept very late at night, or my duty is such that I cannot wake up at Amrit Vela. Some says I wake up at Amrit Vela, but I feel so heavy. So all these things we have to solve it, and Baba has solved this in one of the murlis, and that murli is dated 16 November 1975 murli, where Baba has shown how to resolve these issues when we don't wake up at Amrit Vela. So if you want to take highest benefit, if you want to experience happiness of Amrit Vela, you have to give your chart, you have to tell everything to Baba at the night before you do Amrit Vela. But Baba has specifically said that at night, before you go to bed, while sitting on the bed, never talk about worldly matters. And Baba has underlined this quite a bit. If we see TV, if we are seeing news on mobile, if we are talking, and if we are trying to sleep, then probably we won't be able to have that happiness at Amrit Vela. We won't have that experience of super sensuous joy at Amrit Vela. Baba has said in one of the murlis that those children who gives Baba all his news at night, those who give a full chart to Baba at night, they will be saved from the punishment of Dharam Raj. It's not just in one murli, but Baba has said in multiple murlis. So one teacher asked this to Dadi Gulzar, that so this is such a high thing that if we tell everything to Baba, whatever mistakes we have done to Baba, if we tell everything, then will we really be saved from the punishment of Dharam Raj? So Dadi Gulzar said, it's not that you keep on doing mistakes and you just tell Baba and you will be saved. No, you have to really realize your mistake and you tell Baba that, Baba, I'm sorry and I won't do this again. If you have such feelings while telling Baba, then Baba will give you power that you won't repeat this kind of mistakes again. Okay? So now this is about when you go to bed, what do we have to do? Write an accurate chart. Write everything to Baba accurately. Now, whoever are the great souls, they have some some schedule they followed. And in our case, we have to follow the schedule of Amrit Vela. No matter what happens, we do Amrit Vela. Now, when we wake up in the morning, what do? We do good morning to our beloved Baba. And as soon as we wake up, we have Baba in front of us and we say, good morning, Baba. And Baba has said in one of the Murlis that even though children forget to tell me good morning, I tell children good morning. I never forget to tell good morning to children. So in olden days in India, in Indian culture, as soon as the children wake up, they would bow down to their parents and parents would give them blessings. Same way, as soon as we wake up, if we remember Baba and say good morning with lot of love and we receive Baba's blessings right away, it is such an easy thing. So as soon as we open the eyes, we say very lovingly, Baba, good morning. And just see that Baba has put his hand with lot of blessings on our head. And take whatever blessings you want to take from Baba. That child, be a victorious soul. Child, be happy. So, child, be obstacle free. So, you take whatever blessing you want to take from Bab Dada and you sit on your bed for 5 minutes. You say good morning to Baba, take blessings for 5 minutes and then you get off from your bed. If you keep on sitting on your bed for more than that, then you will feel sleepy because there are vibration of sleep in the bed. So get off your bed. So Baba has said that in every Baba's children's household there should be Baba's room. If it's not possible, then at least have one corner where you can sit and remember Baba, where you can keep Baba's picture, where you can do yoga every day. And the vibrations are created in that area, in Baba's room or in that corner, that will become a protection area at the time of destruction. If any evil soul come or if any natural disaster is coming, then that particular area where you have done meditation for all this year, it will become a protection area of protection for you. So when we wake up at the time of Amrit Vela, Baba says, I wake you children up, but at the same time, Maya also comes. And how does Maya come? Maya gives us thoughts that Baba says, you are easy Raj Yogi, you are not Hatha Yogi. It is winter time. So Maya would give us a thought that it's winter time. I would just stay on my bed with my blanket on and just do my Amrit Vela. And in a very royal way, Maya would take his chance and we will become lazy and we will have those kind of thoughts that everyone is sleeping, it's okay, I don't have to go to meditation hall all the time. Sometimes I can stay here on my bed and do Amrit Vela. We are not Hatha Yogis, we are easy yogis. It's still 5 minutes to 4 o'clock. So for 5 minutes, let me just sleep for 5 minutes, and that 5 minutes become 5 o'clock, and we wake up at 5 o'clock then. So this kind of thoughts you should avoid fully. So you should think that it is Baba's order to do Amrit Vela. It is time for blessings from God. Baba gives us lot of blessings. Baba gives us lot of power during this time. You can achieve whatever you want to achieve during this time. You can be successful whatever you want during this time. Then 4 to 4:45 we sit for yoga. So what I'm trying to say, whenever you wake up, you do it accurately. It's not that you wake up at 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock you go to bed. You don't sleep after Amrit Vela Yoga. So divide your time of 4 to 4:45. That what exactly do you want to achieve during this 45 minutes? So what do I exactly do in during those 45 minutes? So without any aim and objective, without taking any thought, don't sit for Amrit Vela. If you don't take any thought, if you don't have any objective, an aim for sitting in Amrit Vela, so for example, you have thought that 15 minutes I will practice soul consciousness, next 15 minutes I will experience my angelic form, and next 15 minutes I will experience the seed stage. So things like that, you have to make a plan before you sit for Amrit Vela. So first of all, if you want to experience super sensuous joy at the time of Amrit Vela, you wake up and make your plan. And you will see Baba, you will get Baba's special help. So let me tell you my experience. Out of this 30 years in Gyan, even when I was staying at home, I have never ever missed Amrit Vela for a single day. You know, sometimes after Baba Milan, I went to bed at 12 o'clock. I went to bed at 3 o'clock sometimes because of seva. But I tell Baba, I have to wake up at 4 o'clock. And Baba would wake me up at 3:45, no matter how busy I was, no matter how less I have slept, Baba would wake me up at exactly 3:45. So it's not really my thing, it's just Baba's blessing. It is just Baba who is making me wake up. Because we have lot of power in our thoughts. If you just create one powerful thought, if you just walk one step of courage, then Baba will help you multi-million times. So never miss Amrit Vela Yoga. Second thing, so I now remember just now one thing from Baba that Dadi Manohar was going to tell us. Doctor told Dadis that tell your Baba that allow us not to wake up at Amritvela at 4 o'clock. Let us sleep for little bit because our health is not well. So Dadis told that to Baba, and Brahma Baba smiled, and Baba smiled and said, and that this worldly doctor says that you sleep at Amritvela, and that spiritual father said you wake up at Amritvela. Then children are very smart. They would tell Brahma Baba that, Baba, you please follow spiritual surgeon, but for few days you please follow worldly doctor as well. So even though Baba was sick, Baba would come out for Amritvela with all the blankets on, and even though he was sick, so Baba never missed Amritvela. So first thing, to become like Father Brahma, do Amritvela. Second thing is knowledge, meaning Murli. So it is this Murli, so the one who is teaching you is the one, and he is teaching the same Murli at the same time to all of us children, and one would become king and one would become subject, but the Murli is same. And we should have lot of love for Murli, just like Dadi Janki. So Dadi Janki came in knowledge just 1 year later than other Dadis. And Dadi Janki asked Baba that what more effort should I make in order to become like other Dadis. So Baba said, you read Murli for 12 times. But Dadi said, no, I will read Murli for 24 times. But no matter what, I have to go ahead of everyone. So if I ask you, do you listen to Murli every day? Then I would say, yeah. Then we would say, you guys would say, yes, we do listen to Murli every day. But what it is like listening to Murli? Just like how mothers say that my child is not listening to me, even though mother is telling him something, but child is not listening. Even though he is listening, he is not obeying. So the same way, even though we listen to Murli, but if we don't act practically, if we don't imbibe that in our life, then it is just like not listening to Murlis. And if we practically don't imbibe the Murli, it's just like we haven't listened to the Murli. So 5 things for the Murli. And if you really want to have that, if you really want to experience happiness from the Murli, first thing is listen to the Murli. And second thing is let others know this Murli. Tell them the Murli. Read the Murli to others. Third is understand the Murli. Only when we understand, we can relate it to others. And understand meaning to churn on the Murli. When we churn on the Murli, that treasure becomes our own, and we never forget that. And fourth is Murli, So to listen to Murli, meaning to imbibe it, that we just accept the Murli in ourselves, we imbibe it in practical life. And the fifth is to become an embodiment of that knowledge, that it shows up on our practical life, meaning we become completely virtuous, and exactly what Baba says in the Murli. So when you listen to Murli many times, you might have observed, you become that children, are you self-conscious while listening to the Murli? Whose elevated version am I listening? God Himself is teaching us. He is telling me that, children, you have to do this and you don't have to do this. We have to make that determined thought that, yes, Baba, I will do this and I will not do this, whatever you don't want me to do is. And I want to be a really obedient child of you, Baba. And if you feel that I remember Murli, if you remember Murli for the whole day, we make point of seven things every day. So it's not that just right essence and question answers and dharana points, but within the body of the Murli you take out those 7 points. So first thing is you find self-respect from today's Murli. It's not that you find out all self-respect, just take out one self-respect. And you practice it for the whole day. Secondly, yoga, practice of yoga from today's Murli. What did Baba say today to practice for yoga in today's Murli? What is dharana point in today's Murli? We just have one point. It's not that you write all the dharana points, but just take out one point and you imbibe that, you practice that for the whole day. Fourth, churning from today's Murli. Just take one point and churn on that point. And if you write down after churning that treasure of Murli becomes yours and you will never forget for the whole life. And the fifth thing, and what are the points of seva from today's Murli? That's the fifth point. Sixth point. What are the points of staying in awareness from today's Murli? So take out new points of staying in awareness. And seventh point is self-checking or writing a chart that what did Baba say today to check on. So if you do it this way, then you will never feel bored. It will be really entertaining and you will enjoy thinking about it for the whole day. And then that treasure of knowledge will become our own treasure. So let's make a determined thought that just take out one point from the Murli and I have to imbibe that practically in my life. So second point, to become like Brahma Baba, is knowledge. And the third point is Brahma Bhojan. We do Brahma Bhojan every day, but when does the food become Brahma Bhojan? When the food is made in remembrance, and when it is eaten in remembrance, it becomes Brahma Bhojan. In the Avyakt Murli of 88, year 88, Baba said, those children who eat those children who eat Brahma Bhojan in remembrance, you will receive all vitamins A, B, C, D, E, everything. And that Brahma Bhojan becomes the destroyer of sorrow. That Brahma Bhojan also works as a medicine. That Brahma Bhojan also works as blessings. So whatever happens to the body, we go to doctor. But see, Baba has told us such a beautiful method that just eat your food in remembrance and you can resolve any of your disease. So when we eat our food in remembrance, our speed of eating food will automatically become slow. And that is exactly what doctors say, that eat your food very slowly. And Baba said, when you cook food in the remembrance, you get so much blessings. So you get so much blessings that you give knowledge to 1,000 people. So it's such a big thing. It is same that you give knowledge to 1,000 people and you prepare food being yoga yukt. Because if that somebody eats that yoga yukt food, you can touch anyone's intellect and that soul can become Baba's very easily. So there is a lot of benefits in preparing food while staying in remembrance. So we have to prepare food in remembrance and we have to make others eat that food in remembrance, and we have to eat food in remembrance. Then it is called Brahma Bhojan. It is not like that you just offer bhog to Baba and that becomes Brahma Bhojan. No, in each and every bite you take, you have to remember Baba. If you don't remember Baba at every bite you take, then that bite belongs to Maya's bite. Then that means you are entertaining Maya. When we eat in Baba's remembrance, when we take a bite in Baba's remembrance, that means we are feeding Baba. And if we don't remember Baba while eating that bite, we are feeding Maya. So check yourself, how much are you feeding Baba and how much are you feeding Maya? So we have to practice it. If we want our yoga to be very powerful, if we want our stage to be if we want our stage to be very high, then we have to stay in remembrance while cooking and while eating and while serving as well. So one day somebody asked me, so you say so many good things, but for the whole time we stay yogi, please give us that tactic. Baba says, those are my Mahavir children who stay in remembrance for the whole time. So I told that person how to practice staying in remembrance while eating. You practice of five forms. You take first bite and you think that I am an incorporeal soul in the soul world. So you just see Baba until you take that bite and sigh. And the second bite, you go to your deity form in golden age. In the third bite, you go to temple and you are blessing your devotees. The fourth bite, so you remind yourself the scene when Bab Dada is feeding Dadi, that I am sitting in front instead of Dadi and Baba is feeding me, not Dadi Janki, but Baba is actually feeding me. Just imagine that scene. So Baba is feeding me. And sometimes you take a fruit and feed Baba. So Baba is feeding you and you are also feeding Baba. So you have to stay in consciousness. It's not that you go ahead and feed somebody who is sitting beside you. You just feel that you are feeding Baba. Then see how good you are going to experience this while churning knowledge. And the fifth bite, you practice being an angel and you go to subtle world with Baba. So you are now practicing the five forms and you are taking your food while staying in yoga yukta stage. So it's such a nice way. So that was the third point. Now the fourth point, to become like Father Brahma, you have to follow Brahmacharya, meaning complete celibacy. So these are Baba's elevated version, that complete purity means completely viceless. There is no trace of any vice. And if there is a trace of any vice, so, you know, sometimes we say this is a small thing, I will fix it when the time comes. But Baba has said in his elevated version, so whatever you think is a small thing and you become careless about it, you just note it down, that thing will become an obstacle in front of you at the end, and that matter will become an instrument for you to fail your final examination. And sometimes we say, Baba, I actually have lot of faith that no, I will fix that small weakness that I have. I will become complete at the end. But Baba said, we will not be able to do anything at the end. If we are not able to do anything, any change, in such a beautiful atmosphere, in such a nice gathering, we will really not be able to do anything at the end, because when there is cries of people we are hearing, we will really not be able to transform any weak sanskars. And Baba said, let's see, even if you transform your sanskar at the end, how much attainment would that be? There will be very less attainment because you have changed it at the last moment. So Baba said, you have to transform all your vixenskars right now in order to have long period of time of being complete stage. People say your knowledge is very wonderful, it's very nice and divine, but this matter of purity is very hard, and because of that lot of people are going away. If you just take off this part of purity, then lot of people will come to knowledge, but at that time Dadi said, we don't want quantity, but we want quality, because we are creating golden age, we are creating the pure world, so we need pure souls, we need the souls that are going to come in the golden age, in the pure world. So Baba has said in the Avyakt Murli that in the matter of, in the subject of purity, whoever soul there is, whether he is in Madhuban, center Nivasi or householders, so there is no excuse from anyone in the subject of purity. And Baba will not be in the form of the Father, but Baba will show you his form of Dharamraj if there is any trace of impurity in you at the end. And if we become completely pure, we have lot of attainment. We have attainment of becoming masters of the world for 21 births. It's just that we have to become pure in this last birth, and we attain the sovereignty of 21 births. We will have crown for 21 births. Just help me one thing, and this is the biggest help, and that is purity. So if we want to imbibe complete purity, we have to have the soul conscious vision. How much soul conscious vision we have, we will attain that power of purity in ourselves, that I am a pure soul, I am son of purity, I am a master son of purity. And Baba has said, ego, jealousy are very big things, but the simplest trace of purity, the ordinary thoughts are also impurity. So purity means every thought is elevated, every thought is full of good wishes and pure feelings. So there shouldn't be any ordinary thoughts, and of course there shouldn't be any waste. So it's starting from Amrit Vela, Murli, food, your actions, your thoughts, your words, everything. Thing you have to check your level of purity. What is the purity in your mind, words and actions? So please think about it. Check yourself about the inculcation of dharana of purity. And for purity, we have to check ourselves. It's not that somebody else would teach us. And even if somebody would teach us, we will have that ego that, yes, I know what purity is. But we have to teach ourselves. We have to check ourselves that where am I in terms of purity. Baba has said in Murli that this old father, meaning Brahma Baba, is begging you for your purity. See how our Baba's versions, time to time, that this old Brahma Baba, old father, is begging you for purity. Saint Baba has said, those who are in eight, in the rosary of eight, and their whole body, all the parts of their body will be worshipped, that each and every part of the body is pure, their whole, all of their senses have become cool, and the whole body is being worshipped from the copper age onwards. So become pure and make others pure is the biggest help to father and is the biggest service. Now we will practice this for a few minutes. Please sit alert, everyone. Look at yourself. In the center of the forehead, I am a very, very pure soul. I am a completely pure soul. I am the purest soul. I am the sun of purity. I am shining just like the sun. So rays of purity, golden rays of purity, are spreading all four sides from I, the soul. I, the soul, am seeing myself in my original form. Feel that. Feel that there is, the body is not there, and I am the master sun of purity. I am shining. There is no body. I am just a soul who is shining. Look at yourself in the form of light, and from each and every part of my body, the vibration of purity is spreading all around me. I am an angel of purity. I am sitting on a lotus flower. The ocean of purity, Shiv Baba, is in front of me. And the ocean of purity, Shiv Baba, is in front of me. And the rays of purity are spreading from Shiv Baba towards me.
Mere
The vibration of purity is all around me. The sins are being dissolved from birth after birth. The purity that Shiv Baba has, the same purity is within me, the soul. I am the purest soul, just like the Father, and experiencing the highest level of purity, just like Baba. Om Shanti. Now the fifth thing, to become like Father Brahma, there are four things. Now fifth thing is to become like Father. So we have to become Brahmachari along with Brahmacharya, meaning along with celibacy we have to walk on the footsteps of Father Brahma, and that is called Brahmachari. Meaning we follow Father Brahma in all our footsteps. Brahmachari meaning just look at the one Father, and our aim is just to become like the Father. And if we want to become like the Father, our each and every thought should be like Father Brahma. All my words, all my actions should be like Father Brahma. So for that, we have to talk to ourselves that I want to become like Father Brahma. So I just want to do for what Baba has made me his own. I will do whatever Baba likes me to do it. Whatever Baba doesn't like, I don't like it as well. Now you all, please think about it. What does Baba like? What does Baba want from me? Do we actually like those things? Baba likes service in yagya. Do I like service in yagya? That I don't make excuses in service. Baba loves complete purity. Check yourself. Do I have complete purity? Baba loves each and every Brahmin soul. How about me? Do I actually love all Brahmin souls? Or do we say, no Baba, there is just one Brahmin soul which I don't get along? But think, the one that we think that about that soul, Baba has made that soul his own. Baba has chosen that soul, and we think, I want to stay away from Baba. So how would we become like Father? At one side we say, whatever Baba likes, I like. And Baba likes that soul very much. And if I don't like that soul, then how can I become like Father? Baba loves this drama. And we think when something happens, that this should not happen. This happened something very bad. That means we did not like that drama. Then how can we become like Father? So check yourself practically. So that whatever is happening, we like that because we like drama, and Baba also likes drama. And all our footsteps should be like Father Brahma. So whatever worldly people think, whatever they speak, whatever they do actions, our thoughts, words and actions shouldn't be like that, because our thoughts, words and action should be like the Srimad, what Baba has taught us. We are not an ordinary soul. We are very elevated soul who are chosen by God Himself. Baba is seeing on us. Baba has faith on us that these are my children who are going to become instrument, who are going to become my helpers in world transformation. So out of multi-million souls, only we are the souls. Think, out of all the scientists, out of all the actors, out of all the politicians, they could not recognize the Father, but we recognize the Father. So we are His children. So we have that responsibility that Father has lot of faith on us. So don't look at others. We only follow Father. We don't follow brothers and sisters. And whatever we see in others, whatever weaknesses we see in others, we get those weaknesses in ourselves. So Baba is saying, I'm sitting here. You don't look at others. You look at me. Baba has all the virtues. He is ocean of virtues. So just see the Father. We don't see the souls who have any weaknesses, and we spoil our stage. Sometimes I think that some weaknesses are of some souls, and we become upset because of his weak sanskars. And is this a good thing? Is this a wise thing to get upset on somebody's weakness? So Baba is saying, I'm sitting here. Look at me. Don't look at the bodily beings. Just look at me. I am sitting in front of you, the ocean of virtues. So you have to talk to yourself that, hey soul, for 25,000 years you have seen bodily beings. You have been working with bodily beings only. Now just look at the Father. I am here with you with 1,000 hands, and you look at the bodily being who has just 2 arms. So Baba is telling you, who will help you more? Is it me, the Father who has 1,000 arms, or is it a human being who has 2 arms? Now we know that we will get help from Baba who has 1,000 arms. Then why do we look at others who has just 2 arms? So we have to imbibe this in order to follow Father. Om Shanti.
पांडव शिव शक्ति तेना की रणभेरी अब फिर बजती है। सतयुग में अब तुम्हें आना है, सतयुग में अब तुम्हें आना
ओम शांति।